Let me cut to the chase here. You've been a doubter most of your life. Do you now believe in God?
I believe that there is a God that's indescribable and unknowable.
So that would be yes.
Yes.
So you can't necessarily define him.
Right.
Because he's indefinable, or she is indefinable?
It's indefinable, and I don't think it's a personification thing. I don't think it's a person. I don't know what it is exactly.
Well, in some respects, you start off telling a typical tale about your faith experience. You grow up attending a Christian church, go off to college, mm-hmm. fall away from your faith, and then as an older adult, you return to a Christian church. But for you, it's not a closed case. Indeed, you still struggle with the concept of God.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you are now a member of Peace Mennonite Church, you still question the very existence of God. Do I have that right?
Sort of. I try to believe. I make the effort. I will myself to believe.
Well, this book is something of an autobiography, a travel log through some very personal life experiences, divorce, drug use, therapy. Has God appeared in some way during these trials and tribulations that you spill out in your book?
He appears in, or it appears in a flash here and there. The strongest sense that I ever had that God existed came in a dream. The night that I dreamed, I stood in the light, and the light was full of love, and it just poured on me, and it was just unequivocal. That was the time I had a vision of God that I could trust. Other than that, everything has been kind of tentative. I never had a feeling like that before or since.
You write about this in one of your chapters where, in your dream, you are back in the home in which you were raised.
That's right.
And you walk to a window,
mm-hmm.
and there is a light unlike any other light you've ever experienced.
Right. Yeah. It's more than a physiological light. It's a spiritual light, and it feels real, and it feels like that's the moment in which I stand in God's luminous presence, and that's as close as I've ever gotten.
Well, you've clearly read a lot of what other people, even other faiths, have had to say about God
mm-hmm.
over the centuries, but many chapters in your book are littered with this phrase, "On the other hand," does your book provide any solid answers or just more questions?
It provides an answer to the people who want to believe and have difficulty. That is, the answer is, commit yourself to the way and see what happens. See what happens. Blaise Pascal said that first in Pensée, his book. He said, take the wager that God exists, because if you gain everything, and if you lose, you don't lose anything, even if you're wrong.
Well, Roger, I've known you for a long time. You've been a communications colleague here at the University of Kansas. You've been a writer and editor, even a commentator for this radio station. And I would describe you as interesting, intellectual, curious, mm-hmm. good-natured, and at times fascinatingly strange. But I've never thought of you as a true believer.
I'm just convinced that it's better to do this commitment of faith and to join other people in the commitment to faith and to do some good works than it is not to do that. I think it's better that we try hard and we reach out to each other and try to help than it is to just go on our way.
What are you hoping that people will take away from reading this book? I assume it was written mostly for people like you.
Yeah, it was. It was written for the persons who go to church who don't have a standard theology or can't buy the standard theology, most of all. And then it's for those people who don't go to church because it hurt them somewhere along the line, but they kind of yearn to go back to church. And that's the people I want to reach out to.